Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
How about that?
Over there dancing.
I mean,
you know. Go on, Miss Parker. Go on, Miss
Parker.
Get it.
Hey.
What's that? Yeah. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, my man.
Yeah. Funky, funky.
Mocha, mocha.
How about it?
Hey.
Wait a minute.
Groovy, groovy. Jack, bounce, bounce, dance as we dip in the melodic sea. Rhythm to
yo, you Tuesday.
Sweet sugar pop, rocks and pop.
Is it
Tuesday? Oh, yeah.
I shall improve at the stick and move.
Hey, switch up our night. We gonna switch it up, too.
Smooth mind.
That's right.
Floating like a butterfly. Nah. Sung like a lullaby.
Here we come, y'all.
Has to be hit, ya. Dip, trip, and things up.
That was
now
nice.
That
a way to start the night.
That is how you start it off. That is how you start it off. Welcome, welcome, welcome from one side of the world to the other. Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast is back on. It is 3:23, 9:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a packed show, I mean, think of it this way. If this show was peanuts, this show would be called the Snickers Show. That is how packed this show, packed with peanuts. This is packed, packed, packed.
Well,
since we got so much to go, man, hot button topics, all that. But before we get into any of that, we're going to do what we always do, the intros. I'm going to start off with my right hand, the Boom Shakalaka. David, go ahead.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday. We appreciate you guys joining us today. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned.
All
yeah,
right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Parker. Go ahead and introduce yourself next.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Ms. Parker, a.k.a. Rewa. Glad you could join us tonight on a Tuesday night. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to a wonderful show. Yeah, we got some good stuff for y'all tonight.
Damn, don't we ever. Madam Secretary, come on.
Yes, yes, we're back again. It is Tuesday. Glad to have you back. You know, I'm always going to tell you to grab your drinks, grab your snacks, kick back. If you have anything that you want to chime in, make sure that you call or click that button. Thanks for having us.
Turn up Tuesday.
All right, all right, all right.
Yes.
That is. Turn up Tuesday. That's right. Turn
that's
up
it.
Tuesday,
turn
dog.
Up Tuesday, honey.
Midwest Mocha Singles.
I thought he was over there mixing the music and spinning.
Right, he was.
For real. Hey, Ms. Parker, if you want to go ahead and kick us off, we got a couple of things we want to get announced while we get started.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for your patience in, you know, not being able to join us last Thursday. We had some technical difficulties and we just weren't able to bring you the show like we always do. But in Midwest Mocha fashion, we are here on Turn Up Tuesday tonight, and we are so glad that you all have joined us. So thank you so much for your patience. Now, we are almost at the end of season two. Boom.
Oh,
but we do have three shows left, so make sure you tune into each of those three shows because we're not slowing down. We're not stopping. The end of the season will be just as exciting as the beginning of the season, and it will be just as exciting as next season. So stay with us. We got three more shows left. Make sure you tune in. Tell all your friends and family to tune in as well because we'll be bringing it to you. We also have t-shirts coming in May and June, or May or June. They can be seen on the Midwest Mocha Singles Facebook page. We haven't determined a price as of yet, but go take a look at the shirts. Ladies, you're going to love them. Men, you are as well. The bad thing about that, I'm sorry, is that there won't be any international shipping. So not at this point. So
So Mocha's taking on fashion this year.
Fashion. The men's shorts don't look bad neither. I'm just gonna throw that out. The men's shorts look kind of fly. All right.
Kind of fly, just a little okay. bit,
little bit. Fly in
you
the
know,
wall.
We, you know, we
the
hold
wall.
It down for the
you
ladies,
know,
so you know. You
well,
know.
And our kings gotta be fly too. I mean, if they're gonna be standing next to the queens,
absolutely.
Not even this year. We're gonna be so fly. We're gonna be up in the air. That's what we're gonna be. Okay, so that's the best I got for Tuesday. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and get those show started. And like I said, we have man. The first topic is your typical hot button topic. It's about Derrick Jackson. Most of you know who he is, but for those of you who don't, and our overseas people may not, he is a relationship guru, and he spends a lot of time giving out relationship information. And his audience is primarily women. Recently, there's been alleged that he has been cheating on his wife or had cheated on
not
her.
Alleged.
Possibly.
Okay.
Well, all right. Now, I'm trying to be nice, but okay.
Don't
he has
nice.
Cheated
not
on
alleged.
His wife. Okay. And no, there's no alleged in the alleged. But the issue that a lot of people have, not only with the cheating, a lot of people have an issue with the fact that he has been speaking against men who cheat pretty harshly throughout his entire career of selling books and whatnot. So we're going to talk about all of that and get y'all thoughts on it as well. If you listen on the link, the number is 516-387-1381. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Who wants to kick this one off?
Your right hand. Both of South Carolina.
You are. Yes, you know how he always try to act like
you that. Know how we do.
Boom.
I'm here. Okay. So with this topic, I had a lot of thoughts on it, and I can see certain sides of it. So on the one hand, cheating is part of some people's lives. It's normal. You're human. It happens. You can't really judge him per se for that because it happens. We're all humans. We mess up. We do missteps. The other side of it is the hypocrisy of it coming from him. Not just him, but, pastors, people in power that tell you not to do it, but they're the ones that's doing it, basically deflecting from themselves. That's the two of the things I took from it. I couldn't get a real grasp of what I really think about it because, again, I just have the two sides, and it's really unfortunate that this happened. It's all on him. He can't blame nobody but himself. And I understand, how people are saying that he's a fraud and he duped millions. Duped himself into millions of dollars. He made money off of this. I just don't like the hypocrisy of it. Again, he's human. But then again, you're going to come at me and tell me not to do the things that you're doing, I can't stand it. If I didn't say it again, I'll say it now. It's just the hypocrisy of it is really, I'm really torn with that. I have a hard time with that. Hopefully he's learned from it. I don't know. I'm just hoping that he learned from it.
Right. He stepped into it. Madam Secretary, I have been dying to hear a lady's perspective on this. So let him have it.
I never really followed him. I've seen him do a couple. The car videos. I don't even know if he does videos outside of his car. So maybe he was hiding or on his way to his cheating. But,
Okay.
Man.
I don't know.
That was
it. I did get like a clip of his, I guess, apology to the world. Him and his wife, they did it like yesterday maybe. And first of all, I want her to blink if she was like a hostage. I didn't know what was going on there, but
what I said.
I was like, what is happening? It was awkward. It was just an awkward interaction. I kind of felt like she should have been doing more of the leading of the conversation. It kind of felt a little staged for him. But I was like, okay, who is this guy? Like, he's nobody. Like, I think people need to just take a step back sometimes. And before they start following someone and, you know, saying that they're the gospel, understand, like, he didn't call himself, I don't think, a relationship expert. He just says, right. I'm a poet, I'm a philanthropist, you know, and I'm an entrepreneur. That does not mean you can give me advice about my life or anybody else's. So, you know, once people have that one viral moment, they take it from there. And I think someone even said he had, like, another book coming out. So, listen, I think people stunt for the social media. So, you know, they could, you know, because I'm like, why didn't you tell everyone? If it was such a, you know, because I feel like that would have been a great intro. Like, hey, this is what I've done. We've worked it out. Yeah. Let's talk about it, right? So all of a sudden, some mysterious leaking of some secret information. Like, come on now. No. They leaked the information, and he wanted to introduce his woman because that was part of the deal that he started bringing her in the forefront, and that's what it is for his new found journey and to bring his wife and make her some money. That's it. That's my take on it.
All right. Well, come on, Miss Parker.
Well, I think that my opinion is going to be the unpopular opinion because I do agree that this man was completely out of pocket for the things that he admittedly done. You know, he admittedly did. I'm sorry. He said he did some inappropriate things that were as far as sex and then sexual flirtation and then flirtation and then just even having checking on women, saying good morning every morning, you know, and them checking on him. So he did admit that he did, you know, had some inappropriate behavior. Does that make the things that he said in his book, in his books, and in his videos incorrect?
Talent.
It does not. The stuff that he says in his videos and in his book are very valid. He violated those things. Yes, he did. But the things that he says in his publishings is still valid. You know, people shouldn't cheat. He built a lot of women's self-esteem. If you listen to his videos, you know, he's telling women, don't take a lot of the mess that men shell out. And he, as a man, was shelling it out. So he knows that, you know, that's mess. So I agree with his viewpoint and his stance on the things that he was teaching to women. But he himself was a hypocrite because he was doing the things to his own wife that he was telling women not to put up with. Now, his wife did sit there like she was maybe a hostage because he was holding her hand really tight in this video. But then she did say some very – she had a bonnet on her hair. That kicked me off right there.
No bra, no
nothing. The fact that
she
had a bonnet on. Right. But the fact that the things that she said in the video were very valid as well, that my husband messed up. We have worked through it with God and prayer and, you know, counseling, whatever they went through. And now I have forgiven him. And even more, God has forgiven him. And so we're moving forward. Those were her words. So I don't think that, you know, I think that she, as a wife and as a woman, and it sounds like a woman of God, has forgiven her husband. And, you know, we can't judge her for that. That's her husband. That's their personal business. But him... he was wrong for what he did, but the stuff that he has said in his books and in his videos is still very valid.
Well,
agree.
if I'm gonna take a swing at this pitch,
please do.
So, with So yeah, I've had plenty of time, you know, to think about this because I've watched several of his videos. I went back and watched a couple when he talked about cheating in particular, and talked about how I think he even has one of them that says Black Men Don't Cheat. That's the title of one of his of his videos, I believe. But my thing, I guarantee that right now there is, and I'm going to take a wild guess, somewhere between 30 to 50% of the listeners that are male have probably stepped out on somebody they've been with at some point in their life, either high school, middle school, college, some of them married, some of them last week. So I don't think that anybody can come at somebody and say, hey, that's where my problem is, because he's done something that millions of humans have done. So that's one thing. I do have a problem, a serious problem, with what has already been discussed about the fact that he gave out advice that we know he wasn't following himself. But, and that was where I was getting ready to go at with this until I watched the live video again and I read some of the comments in the YouTube that they put up. Because they had two of them. He took one down and then he made another one and then kept that one up. And the what got me, man, was the look on that woman's face. To me, she looked hurt. She looked embarrassed. She looked lost. She looked tired, and she did. I mean, and I've seen other pictures. She's not a bad looking woman. If you see other pictures of her, she's really not bad looking.
I didn't look her up.
But why he let her come out like that, knowing how the internet is. You know how the internet is. You know how vicious the internet is. And you're going to let her come out like that, and then you're going to do most of the talking. I mean, that was my biggest issue, was that the ladies who have paid him money to read his books and so forth, some of them are also really hurt because they're like, man, I trusted everything you said because you made me believe, because you told me you were this person. And now I found out you're that person. So how am I supposed to buy your stuff and trust you again later? So that's really where I think I have a bigger issue with, not as much as him being the hypocrite, all that label, whatever. Yeah, okay, you know, to me, that's no different than when a politician, his live videos were like when a politician cheats on his wife with a little boy or a man or a prostitute, and then he comes on TV and does the live video, you know, we're with his wife, we're very sorry, and we didn't mean this, and we hope God will see us through. That's what it reminded me of there. But the damage that he did, man, I don't know if you can really reverse all of that with a video.
Yeah, his wife definitely looked all of those things, and she was probably all of those things that you said. She was hurt. Mm-hmm. She was embarrassed. She was all of those things. But you said that he let her come out looking like that. As
Absolutely.
A woman, first of all, you can't let me do nothing.
Yes,
I'm not going to come on the video looking like that as a woman. So that's not his fault. I can't blame that on him. She should have taken that bonnet off of her hair. She should put on a bra.
No,
because
he's the representation, and that's his lane. And so he know. And how could he come on there? He was strong. He was confident. And she was just, like, very mellow, laid back, and just like, oh, my God. Like, I just don't understand why she wasn't showing her confidence, leading the conversation, like showing that she, hey, I took him back. This is what we went
through.
Yes, he was in the doghouse, but this is where we are. And she was just like, yeah, I'm just a little rag dog over here. Like, people saying that they haven't even really seen her. Like, she's been in hiding. And so this is how you bring her to the world? Like, really?
This is how she presented herself to the world. I'm sorry,
that's
y'all.
A mess.
This is how she presented herself to the world. I'm sorry, as a woman, especially if my husband had cheated and we're going to make a video and he's apologizing and whatever, and he cheated with all these women that he has cheated with, I'm going to be fly.
So
there's no way that she, as a woman, should have come on this video with a bonnet on her head. I'm sorry. So, and as far as him, he probably should have said to her, babe, you know, you might want to take that bonnet off. But that was her. That was her.
You might
want to
put a bra on
probably
today. Like,
yeah, her self-esteem probably plummeted.
Thank you.
But
why was you swinging low, sweet chariot?
Her self-esteem has probably plummeted. And so she,
as a woman, you know, she has to rebuild herself as well, because this man has done the things that he's done. But by the same token, ladies, if you decide to take a man back,
yeah,
that's not on him. That's on you. So she should have fixed herself up, had her face beat, came on there and showed the world who she really is. So because him cheating on her had nothing to do with her. It had everything to do with him and his own low self-esteem or whatever he was trying to fulfill with all those other women.
Right.
That has nothing to do with her.
Right.
He can't point those fingers at her. So she should have came on there beat, honey, and let those women know.
That's
here
I am,
why they sitting next to my husband.
That's why they had to have leaked it, because why didn't they catch it? If it's been a year and some change and he's coming out with another book, why didn't they catch it before and land it? And then I just don't understand. All of a sudden now we have some mystery, somebody we don't know just leaked it, he cheated.
You know, it could have been one of the women, though. You know, it could have been one of the women who finally said, look, he's not calling me back anymore. He's not showing me any attention anymore. All those inappropriate things that he admitted that he was doing. He's not returning my phone calls. You know, you just never know what happened and why it just came out. So you never know. Somebody might have paid her for the story.
They should have paid for her here.
For real, something. Hey, well, we knew this topic was going to go this way. We have seen your chats and your emails. We're going to get to them. We got to go pay some bills. We'll be back in a second, but please stay tuned.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents, because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
All right. We are back. Boy, you know, we did have a handful of topics we're going to cover. There is so much going on with this one that we're going to go ahead and extend into segment two, which we were kind of prepared for, that we thought, you know, it might not be able to be wrapped up in 12 minutes. So We are back again, Midwest Mocha Singers Live. If you're on the link, go ahead and give us a call if you have a question or comment. 516-387-1381. Boom. You have an email or an inbox or chat, if I believe.
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So we have Kenya, who's a non-member from Indianapolis. She writes, "I am glad he found God. Anyone can change. I know a lot of people beat him up for what happened, but he ain't did nothing that nobody else have done because of a lot of people have. People can't judge him for what she does because they don't know his path, and they need to walk a mile in his shoes before they say anything." So that's what Kenya had to say.
Okay.
Well, you know, people are quick to judge, and that's what Kenya's saying, is that we shouldn't be judging anybody, you know. There are people who have done a lot worse, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just, Ken, you're non-member. We would love you to join the group.
Yes, join us. We have a Midwest Mocha, and we also have 7 other groups that you can join. Look us up if you're on Facebook, by the way.
Yes, ma'am, Kenya. Come join us.
Let's see, we also have another non-member in Detroit, Miss Elisa. She said, "Woo, child, what is wrong with him? What makes it so bad is when you saw the video, his wife just looked so defeated and so sad. I think personally he put her up to making the video because she did not look like she wanted to be there. I hope she ends up getting some help. Ironically, if she purchases or reads one of his books, it's going to tell him to leave himself." Laughing my butt up. Exactly. Like, he's going to tell her, "Baby, you know what?
Right.
Leave me alone."
Right. You know you need to leave me, right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that is ironic, though.
Yes.
That he has said that in his books, you know, if a man treats you this way or a man does this, you need to leave him alone, you know. And
I have,
you know,
obviously you haven't read his books, okay? Because listen.
Cause he hasn't read his own book.
Oh,
man.
My goodness. Do we have a caller? Let's see. Caller dropped. Okay. We have another non-member, let's see, from Chicago, Illinois. We got the Midwest on lock tonight.
Yes,
that man knew what he – yeah, don't be hating now. Don't be hating. That man knew what he was doing when he did that. It just makes me so mad because he always dogging black men. And here we go doing exactly what he said they shouldn't do. Fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't look good in the situation at all.
He does not. And he does have some strong opinions. So, yeah,
yes,
for him to put him out there and then get caught doing exactly what he says don't do, it's not looking good for him. It looks like our caller's back. Last 4 numbers, 8777.
I hope she ends up getting some help. Ironically, if she purchases or reads one of his books,
are you there?
Believe himself. Laughing my butt up. Exactly. Like,
hello?
Don't get her, baby.
Hi, is this caller 8777? Ma'am? Hello?
Oh, you laughed.
That's me all over again.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like
she's still there. Call the last 4 of your numbers are 8777. You still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, good.
Hi, this is Valerie, a new member of the Midwest Mocha.
Woo! Hi, Valerie.
Welcome.
And welcome.
Thank
hey, Valerie.
Hi. Hi, guys. So I just had a comment. So I never followed Derek, never read any of his books. I saw that he was trending on YouTube and some of my social media platforms, and I said, oh, let me see what this is about. And then I saw all the tea that was being dropped. So my comment is that I don't know what made him a guru, a relationship guru. I am a divorcee. I was married for 19 years. So what I do know is that women want to believe the things that men are saying. So if you don't do your research, and you will fall for pretty much anything. So he's a fraud. I mean, I think the only reason that he came out is because he got busted when the story broke by the blogger. He went on there saying she was a narcissist, she was a liar. And then it's only when she came with the receipts from the women stating that all the way from 2013, people had receipts, is that when he came on saying, oh, I'm sorry. If people fall for that, and I'm not judging, okay, because I, you know what, if she stays, she stays. That's her husband.
Right.
However, you're not going to get on a platform where you have millions of followers and you're trying to tell them if your man cheats on you, you should leave. She needs to take a lesson out of his book.
Out of his
book. And respect herself. She needs to have some self-respect for herself.
Yes, ma'am.
That woman is broken. Look at her. She had a she had a hat. It wasn't a bonnet. I looked at it again when y'all were saying bonnet. I said, let me go back and look at that. It's actually a hat. But whatever it was, it was not good. It was not good. Absolutely.
It was not good.
Let me tell you, when I was going through my divorce, sad as I was, out of that dough, I looked like $1 million.
Thank you. Thank
I looked
you. That's
like
what
a
I'm
million
saying.
Dollars. And, right. And for him to have her sitting next to him while he all GQ'd up, you can all see him picking the lint off of his clothes. He's making sure he's nice and crisp.
Picking the lint off his clothes.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
There is no way, though, that as a woman, I would have sat there next to him looking
absolutely.
Like that. There's no way.
Absolutely.
No way.
She looked like she was the one cheating.
Of you.
Right.
She's a reflection of you. Shame on the both of them.
Yes,
I think it was damage control. Damage control.
Yep,
because
definitely.
Book is coming out, and they are both trying to secure the bags. And that's my comment, guys. So I look forward to more of these interactions with you guys. If you guys ever want me on the panel, y'all just check. Look, y'all got my number.
Okay.
Miss Valerie, thank you for calling in.
We appreciate you guys. And I look forward to, like I said, the future with Midwest Mocha.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Join us.
All right. There you go.
That
there
was
go.
Awesome.
Wow. Yes. Okay, there we go.
That was good.
We got to get her a nickname. She got to get a nickname.
Yes.
For that kind of call, she got to get a nickname. Oh, man. That was, thank you very much, Valerie, from did we get where she's from?
Nope. We had to look her up in the group.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we'll look her up.
Illinois.
Okay.
Maybe
well, yeah.
That Midwest
yeah,
lane. That Midwest.
We found her. We found her in the group. So.
Yeah.
Looks like we got another caller here. Caller.
Last
four. Your number are 2787. Caller. Last four. Your number are 2787. Go ahead.
Yes. Good evening. This is Todd McGraw.
Good evening.
Hello.
Todd.
How
are you?
Yes. A lot of the sisters I work with, instead of selling insurance, they wanted to talk about this. So, they looked it up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The peanut gallery here in South Carolina said that the sister, one of the fans that he hooked up with, was she's the one that broke the story, and because the brother's dropping the book. And it's very unfortunate. The sister, his wife, is definitely hurt. That's why she's like that. I can imagine how her self-esteem is. But she does dress like that, but more colorful. She has a little bohemian flair because, you know, mm-hmm. Veronica and Kathy, they doxed it and they showed me all the pictures of them from college, and they've been together a long time, and she was with him when he had nothing. And But the brother was always suspect with me because anytime you have to down your brothers to sell books, it just speaks volumes. I just say this. Mm-hmm. Women, this is what I share with my coworkers. Women, they dictate the terms of the relationship. And when women start demanding better treatment, you force men to treat you better. And
that's right.
Just been my thing. I never gave I never gave commitment without voluntary commitment. And with the sister that I married, as long as we've been married, she demanded that, and I gave it to her. She demanded the treatment. You teach men how to treat you.
That's right.
And when you see something out of pocket, you have to address it and then be willing to cut it off, and then you'll see men do better. And I feel bad for the sister because her body language, how she was leaning to him, she was embarrassed. Her self-esteem probably not. If the verdict is still out, she still may leave him. I just wanted to share that it's just unfortunate that, you know, when you have a platform and you abuse it like that, it's just no one wins. Even those of us that knew he was fake, you know, no one wins at the end. I just would like to see us as black people be more honest, be more forthcoming in what you want. Real players don't lie. If you want to be a player, you should just tell them, I see other women. If you want to be monogamous, you should tell them. I never cheated. My uncles made me that type of brother. If I wanted to have a couple girlfriends, junior high on up, I would say, if I really, really liked a girl, and I say, hey, I just wanted to be me and you, I just never understood that, lying, and then you have to remember what you said. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Wow. You know, I gotta give him some prop on that last piece when he was saying talking about if you're gonna be a player, this is what I do. This is who I'm gonna be. And you know, I think that's the actual worst part is if you're gonna cheat and be dishonest, that's a double whammy. You talking about when somebody gets done dealing with you after you've done both of them, anybody that deals with them afterwards is going to have a horrible time because now you've destroyed their trust. They're going to be looking at everybody cross-eyed going forward.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right.
Especially with, you know, someone who's in the limelight as he is. Mm-hmm. This man is in the limelight, so, you know, people are approaching him every day. And he might legitimately be working with a woman who is a business associate, but his wife ain't going to believe none of that anymore. I got to work like,
she's going to be in the car with him while he's doing his videos.
Right.
He forgot the one main rule that anybody that wants to cheat should always remember, especially men.
Tell me.
That rule is these garden tools are not loyal.
Okay, player. Okay.
I'm just saying.
And that comes straight from our sponsor at Ace Hardware, giving us that message right there.
I'm just saying, keep that in mind.
Honey,
going to do that.
Foolishness.
We got another caller. The caller last four, your number are 0635. Caller 0635, go ahead.
Hi, I am Brandy. I'm calling from L.A. on the West Coast. It's time for us to check in now.
Yes.
There you go, Brandy.
All
right.
This is my first time listening to the radio show, and I love it already.
Thank you.
I'm so
glad to have you.
Thank you. I just want to say that, yes, okay, he's a cheater. We all know that. Two things. no way would I have gotten on stage with a bonnet. Like, I don't even leave a house with a bonnet or a scarf.
Thank you.
Like, I mean, it takes a lot for me to not pull those clips out of my hair when I'm just running to the store. So you wouldn't see me in a bonnet in the streets anyway. So you definitely wouldn't see it with me holding my husband's hand while he's telling the world, okay, I've been cheating on my wife for this amount of time.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, okay, like we've established he cheats, but don't give advice about men if you're doing the same thing. Or, you know, give a disclaimer. Look, I'm doing it too, and that's how come I know this is what they do. Because I do it too. Then we can trust you. Because, I mean, I'm guilty. I bought his book because I was trying to support, and it was an e-book. I don't do e-books, so I've never read it. But he also has a card game. But it was, you know, less languages, you know, grown-up folks thing, but trying to support. He'll never be trusted again, not by women. He may be forgiven, but he won't be trusted.
Right. And in the apology, at the end of the apology, he said, you know, I want to thank all of my support, my past supporters, and then I, you know, thank you for all of your support in the past, but I also want to thank those who might continue to support me. He wasn't talking to women at that point. I don't know who he was talking to, but there are some audience
who are going to still support him. I mean, because, you know, he came out with publicly. So there are going to be some women that are going to still support him.
Oh, yeah.
However, the ones who kind of, like, weighed in really heavy, you know, subscribed to his channel and, you know, used whatever he said as the Bible, those are the ones he's going to lose.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He wasn't talking to the woman who has truly used, like you said, his advice. He's talking to new women who haven't heard about this or haven't seen it. You know, in next year, they finally run across one of his books. That's who's going to continue to support him. Because I guarantee you, the women who are looking at or who are supporting him now are looking at him sideways.
That is a whole lot of people looking at him sideways.
For sure.
But
it was nice talking to you guys.
And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. Boy, man, like I said, we knew it was going to be packed. We knew it was a Snickers bar. We hope you're satisfied. We got to pay some bills. We'll be back in a minute.
He acting up.
One, two, three, Pepper! Hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite. Like is it today. See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well...
Why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir...
When will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's S-Y-B-A-R-I-S.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
All right, we are back. So, again, we appreciate all the callers and all the chats. The chat is going really fast, so I've been trying to grab them as fast as I possibly can. Looks like there's some folks they see the other topics, so people have responded to some of the topics, so I'm going to grab those in a minute. Since we looks like we got the callers, so we're going to go ahead and announce what was supposed to be the second topic. It turns into the last topic. The last topic is going to be serial dating. And serial dating, matter of fact, I have a definition of it. I want to read that in case anybody wanted to know what serial dating is. According to the Urban Dictionary, which is never wrong, right?
That's right.
It says, a serial dater is one who engages in the process of systematically dating an obscene amount of people in a short span of time. This definition encompasses, but it's not limited to, internet dating, bar dating, long-distance flirtations, phone service dating, blind dating, exploration dating, matchmaking, one-night stands, friends with benefits, and personal surfing with ads. Can be considered politically correct, an alternative word to playa, both with and without negative connotation. So, I don't know. Personally, I don't know how you can spin any of that into a positive, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that thinks there is. So, I'm going to leave this one up. Who wants to take this off, take this one first? Because this is a different one. We got another caller too, but go ahead, someone kick this off.
Oh.
Madam. Come on, don't be shy now.
Let's see. When I think of a serial dater, I think of someone who, there's two different levels. Someone I would say who would benefit from this would be someone who's been maybe in a relationship for a while, maybe after a heartbreak, who really, really does not need to settle down in any capacity, but need to figure out how to actually get back into the dating world. And so when I think of serial dating, I think of going out on interactions to figure out how to date again. Because there's definitely some people who have been out of relationships for years and years, and they're like, I don't even know what to do. So I would consider that serial dating because they're trying to figure out what they like, what things have changed, and how to date in the new age that we're in, especially now, this COVID life, right? So have at it, serial date. But then there's like another path. There's a serial dater who just loves the thrill of the chase. They're not even trying to settle down in any capacity. They just want to see how many people can like grab their attention, how many people can chase them, how many dinners they can, and dates and, you know, gifts maybe that they can acquire. But they have no intentions of falling in love or actually being their full potential self. So I think there's levels to it, I guess just depending on what your intention and what your goals are would maybe make it a good or a bad thing. So, like, you know, it can go either way.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. I think that's you're right. But I think that I think Brian said when he read this, the definition, that none of that sounds good, but I'm sure there's someone who can put a different spin on it.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna do it. You know.
I'm that someone as well.
Come on,
Randy. I think that there is nothing wrong with being a serial dater.
Yes.
Especially when you are young. When you are in your 20s, ain't nothing wrong with you going out there and having a good time. And I'm not saying sleeping with everybody, but I am saying that go out there, figure out who you are, what you want in a relationship, If you want a relationship, figure those things out in your 20s, maybe early 30s. You know, it, being single and young and free, there is nothing wrong with that. I think the problem that a lot of our young people have is that they come out of high school in a relationship, and then they stay in that relationship for a bunch of years, and they end up losing their youth. And so when you're a young person, I advise you to date around, actually date. Don't settle down until you're ready for it. Now, once you hit a certain age and you get older, and you know, life becomes real, then at that point, it's time to settle down. You know, and at that point, you should know what it is that you want in a mate. You should know who you are at that point, and dating should become, I'm dating for a purpose, and maybe that is to find the person that I want to settle down with. But as far as being young and single and free, why not be a serial dater? Why not go out
yes.
and date multiple people and figure out what it is that you really want in a relationship? I just get tired of young people, 15, 16, 17 years old, saying I'm in love and
they
I
full
can't
love.
See anybody else. Yes.
I had a Titanic love. Else. Like, wait a minute.
Right. And you're 18 years old. You know, go out there and see what life is about. Go out there and see what the world has to offer before you sit down and settle down. So that's my
teenage
take on serial dating. I think I don't know about teenage pregnancy. I'm not going to say that, but I am, like I said, I'm not saying sleep with everybody that you date. That's not something you should do at any age. But when you're younger, I do feel like you should go out there and figure out who it is that you are and who it is that you want to allow in your life. So, and you can only do that by dating. So that's my take on serial dating.
Yes, yes. And you know, Reggie and the crew, you know, they're tuned in. We have an email from Ireland, and Reg said, right, what's the good word, mommy? I am off on the holiday. Hey, Reg. Me and the wife stayed up late to catch your show. Glad you're back on. Technical problems are sticky wickets. I'm on a conference call with the plant, and once again, your topic has sparked quite the debate amongst the Midnight Mocha crew. Laugh out loud. The one that has caught their danders up in the nuts is the topic of serial dating. Now, I'm not sure what they call it in the States, but here is just buggering around. You're likely to get your wank cut off doing that, even if you want to put it in there. It doesn't belong. It's just not done over here. But if it is, it's just one person and not a whole lot of them. As we spoke, we saw the other topic of T-shirts, but no shipping to Ireland, huh? Yep. Got to make an exception. I know Boom Shakalaka, and he's got connections. The crew and I will pay the cost. So right then, see y'all next time. Cheers. Red, Teresa, and the crew.
Boom,
get the
connections
together.
You better get your T-shirts.
Oh,
I see what I can do for you, Rez. I see what I can do for you.
There you go.
He said you're likely to get your wank cut off serial dating.
That's
and
right.
They said they just called bugging around.
Is that an
bugging elbow? Around.
I'm
bugging around. That's what he said.
I don't think it's an elbow.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Red, hey, man, we appreciate you moving over to the new day with us, too, man. Y'all got, you said he was on holiday?
Still on holiday.
He's on holiday, yeah.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Must be
nice. He wasn't even working the state of, man, you know what, we got to figure something out with his T-shirt. Red,
that's right.
I'll tell you what, if we do send you a shirt, you got to take a picture. That's the skip. You got to send it to us. If we send you one of
those.
That's
right. You know Boom got connections. We'll make it happen.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
Boom,
right.
You got connections.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes.
Hey, we got a caller over here. Caller 0343. The last four of your number are 0343. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, that's Keisha from Santee. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
Wonderful.
All right.
I'm well.
Yeah, I'm a member. Listen, sounds to me like I need to be over in Ireland with Reggie where they're not putting their wankers over there.
You know it.
But, listen, I think I need to go on over there.
Oh, my goodness.
But okay, let's talk about this. I called in when you guys were on Derrick Jackson, but I can switch over and talk about the serial dating too, okay? Mm-hmm. So, listen.
You
didn't
want
whatever
you want to talk about.
Okay, I want to talk about both. So, serial dating, after listening to the last person speak, I look at it like this. I think we have a reverse. So we have young people who are inexperienced in love, and they are thinking, once they get a little song, that they are all in love, and they only want to be with that person and everything like that, right? And then what happens is when that wears out, then they get of a seasoned age, and then they want to try the serial date. And that's what I'm finding is happening, okay? And so this is my thing. I don't have a problem with a serial dater. I have a problem with a serial dater when they get involved with an intentional dater. And so I think the day that you are a serial dater can move on. Don't
That's
serial
right.
date me.
That's right. That's so,
okay.
So that's where I am. Now let's talk about Derrick Jackson. Now, I've seen that brother on Facebook. I would come across. I like, his style. I like what he said. It seemed a little dramatic at times, but but to put his wife on screen like that, this is what played my mind when I said that.
Right.
I said, oh, okay. I see what this is. I done been there before. He done came in the house. I'm going to play this scenario all the way out for y'all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He done came in the house. He like, baby, no, I love you. I love you. I'm going to prove it to the people right now. It don't matter.
Ooh.
I don't care. I'm going to call her up right now and tell her I don't love her
right
no more.
Let's do this.
Right now. So she didn't have time to go take her bonnet out and brush her hair and put a gloss on
or nothing like that.
But he was trying to prove to the people his love for her and save his marriage,
So that's
how he got
He wouldn't have been able to prove that to me.
He wouldn't have hit me like that. Absolutely not.
He wouldn't have got me like that. I'm sorry. He would have had
me a minute. He told me a lot about her on a serious note is that her self-esteem is high, and I do hope that she has a strong support system around it because it's not needed. You know what I mean? That was embarrassing and hurtful. And he was. I don't know how this is going to affect their family's pocket, but I can only imagine that they are about to go through some trial. Now, if Derrick smart, what he does is create a book or write something to say how you make it through being a serial dater. But he needs to write a book about it and try to sell it to his few fans that he has left. He really does. If he chooses to sack, So I'm hoping for him.
And even if she doesn't.
That was hurtful.
Yeah, even if she doesn't choose to say, he still needs to publish something to say, to talk about, that process that he's going through. And he can even say in the book, I lost a good woman. I lost my wife, if she doesn't say. But if she does say, how did you guys get through it? Tina Campbell and her husband went through all that infidelity, and Tina turned it into a book. She, wrote her book. Had a no CD. She put her pain into this CD and this book, and it did them so much good because that was their therapy. Maybe he needs to take a page out of Tina's book and do exactly that.
Well, all right.
Yeah, that might work. That might work.
That might work.
Man, we were loaded, and like always, it always creeps up on us. And tonight, it was like warp speed tonight. I mean, we've had some time to come, but nothing ever did this. But before we close out, we do have a little bit of something, a little extra that we're going to throw in there.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I can't do it. Miss Park, you're going to have to start us off.
Oh, you ready? Hey, boom.
I am ready.
It's your birthday.
Hi, Bonnie.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, finally, finally.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Absolutely, positively. And let's see what we got here. We are.
Man, we are out of time.
We're about to close. Yeah, always. Oh, like I said, it always sneaks up on us. I'm having a little, fun with the closeout music here, but we'll just go ahead and just do our closeout. Yeah,
DJ.
I'm trying, y'all. But we go ahead and just do our closeouts with without the music.
Gotcha.
Boom.
This is Boom Shakalaka, aka David. Just want to thank you guys for joining us. We had a blast. We had a great time. And again, as always, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we will see you next show.
All right. Miss Parker.
Oh, man, I can't believe we're at the end of this show. This was an amazing show, and
no,
we want to thank all of our callers who called in and had and shared their opinions and their viewpoints on these topics. We want to just thank all of you guys for listening in from all of our groups, you know, all eight of our groups. We thank you so much. And even those who are not members, if you're not a member and you're single, please do join us. And then we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. And then how about Madam Secretary?
Yes, Madam Secretary here. It's Mia. I just want to thank you guys. You know, we love you. Hopefully you guys enjoyed us as usual. You know, we like to act up and clown. Our callers, I love you guys. Oh, my goodness, you were so flavor. Like, oh, my goodness. And Reggie,
yes.
Teresa, the crew, we love you in Ireland. We'll make sure to check you out and see how we can get you some shirts. But we will see you guys soon. Make sure to tune in for our next week's episode.
Exactly. But thank you so much. And, yeah, so, you know, just a special thank you to the crew, the actual radio crew that you're listening to tonight. They all switched their schedule so they could be here on a special Tuesday. So, yeah, almost no notice at all. So thank you so much for that crew. Thank you for the audience that switched over with us.
Hey.
We have had the largest ratings that we've had since we've been on. So we really appreciate that. We've got just a whole bunch of chats. I'm going to try to grab as many of these as I can and get them over into the group. If you're able to join the group, please come over, Midwest Mocha Singles on Facebook. If you're single, you can get in. Man, again, fantastic
Bingo.
Night. We will see y'all on our normal regularly scheduled time Thursday after next. Y'all have a great night.
Bye.
Good night.